Sometimes it's not just the hardline. It might be the crew that's with the hardline. And I believe this comes to us from Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a couple of entrances from Super Bowl at the Mall of America. I think that's right here.
Yeah, Minnesota.
It was a trip. I do know that where Killer was on board with the fellas, and he went and visited a particular tourist attraction and wanted to tell everybody about it.
Deviled eggs were great.
Oh, God, Mike. The deviled eggs were tremendous.
Oh,
and I had about...
There is no such thing.
I had about five of those. I went back for more.
You should have gone Cool Hand Luke on them eggs, bro.
I've done that before, Danny.
I know.
I was in no mood to do it again.
I was here.
So, anyway...
Did you visit the Robart? The Robart?
What?
The robot?
Robart? Can we bring back Minnesota Killer?
The robot bartender?
No.
Robart?
Did you visit the Robart? The Robart?
What?
The robot?
Robart. Yep. Robart. Yep.
He
Hit his restart three times.
He did.
Before he could spit it out.
There's something funny about the fact that the word that he's mispronouncing there is robot.
And it was Robart. Very robotic.
Yes. Robart. And now if I hear the word robot, I only hear Robart.
I've been singing Robot Santa around the house, but I'm a Robart Santa.
Yeah. Domo arigato, Mr. Roberto.
Roberto.
All right. We will move on to one Mike Reiner. And sometimes when you're not listening, everybody just jumps on you and kicks you in the crotch.
Who here?
Other times, if you're not listening, you might have missed a very important and, let's say, crucial detail of a story.
A Parker County woman whose two children died in a hot car has been found guilty of leaving the 2-year-old girl and 1-year-old boy in the vehicle because she, quote, was trying to teach them a lesson. She got 20 years today. Cynthia Marie Randolph.
So what's going to happen to the kids?
Well, they're...
You mean...
Mike?
What do you mean?
Aren't these her kids?
Yeah, they died.
I didn't get that part of the story.
Yeah, that was at the beginning.
Yeah, that's usually what happens when you leave your kids locked in a hot car.
Okay.
Well, didn't have to wait long for your e-brake winner.
It's Monday. Outdo that rest of the week.
Congratulations.
Man, I remember hearing that live. And
I like
thinking,
Mike's
where
just,
are we going to go here?
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I mean, it is the first line of the story. Just play it again real quick at the beginning and listen to Mike jumps in here. They wouldn't have been doing the story if the kids hadn't.
Yeah.
They just kind of went
lived
home,
and, okay.
Took a trip to Legoland.
A Parker County woman whose two children died in a hot car has been found guilty of leaving the 2-year-old girl and 1-year-old boy in the vehicle because she, quote, was trying to teach them a lesson. She got 20 years today. Cynthia Marie Randolph.
So what's going to happen to the kids?
Well.
That's so good.
Well,
you know, they're perished. All right, let's move on to the snake. We all have different rules on what we are and aren't allowed to say. There are certainly things that that he can get away with that I can't. But even this one shocked his crew.
Again, think about that. Ooh, 6-5. 6 touchdowns, 5 picks. That's part of his worst 5 games he's ever played. I mean, think of like the just bunghole Romo games here and there. What?
Really?
What?
That word?
What's the matter with you? That didn't get done.
I mean, you can say asshole on the news now.
Well, yeah, you can. In fact, they printed that in the Dallas Morning News today.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow said it last night.
Well, man, all the idiot games that we've seen through the years here from Cowboy quarterbacks, including some of the great ones. Like, you look at some of Aikman's games, 5-game stretches, I guarantee you, Quit looking at me.
I was trying to pop. Sorry.
I'm a bunghole.
Yeah, it's been
I'm
said.
I'm taken aback by this.
The president said it in the 60s.
Horrible excuse.
I can't not think of Beavis when I hear the term bunghole.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When he's Cornholio.
Big, big Beavis fan. Now, we conclude with two very large traps for bears. Mm. The first one occurred at the compound this year when fielding phone calls from female P1s or V1s. And this one's tough, guys.
There's different levels. So
you know what?
Anyway.
I didn't know. What's the beginning. The here's a setup. She's blind. She's been blind for a few years now, and they're talking to her about that.
There's different levels. So anyway,
what's the one thing you miss seeing more than any other?
My children's faces.
Way to go, Corby.
Go.
Jeez.
Nice.
Corby. What is wrong with you?
Damn.
Nice.
Son of a buck.
Damn it.
Corby. Hey, Corby, it's all good.
No, it's not all good either.
No, it's
that was one of the worst moments I've ever witnessed.
I can't believe that went over the airways
my
right now.
My sweet children's faces.
No,
son of a
bitch.
Anything
else you want
to
ask,
go,
Corby?
Corby? You have completely ruined the night for everybody.
You know what? I'm going to bed.
No.
That's so good.
Man.
Because he can act like, oh, man, had no idea that question would go that route. What the hell did you think was going to happen? What was she going to say?
Oof.
That was bad. Is that on the air?
Is that Cray Tray making noises?
No, what I think that came from the ticker room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dwayne's working on something.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the newsroom computer really.
Wow. I just heard somebody go, ooh. And it
you had Dwayne playing drops inadvertently in there. That's funny.
Like, what the hell is going on? Like, I guess, is that Trey's new laugh? That was very confusing.
I don't think he has a speaker up either.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I don't. And so I doubt he knows that went out over the air.
Pray
that
for the newsroom. Pray.
It was an e-break within an e-break. All right, and we conclude with one of the best moments of 2018 so far. We continue our bear trap coverage, and we go back to the Mall of America, the Super Bowl.
Hey, you're holding up great.
Well, thank you.
Holding up.
That's how I always tell people to remember my age. I'm as old as the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's awesome. That's cool. How about you? You got kids and stuff?
Yeah, I've got three kids, too, but actually one just passed away this October.
Oh,
so that's something I'm dealing with.
I'm sorry about that.
Ask her if you can help.
22 and 24.
Can I help? Can I help?
Okay. All right, cool. Can I help in any way?
A hug? Bring back my Joey.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Give her a hug.
Do you need a hug?
Come on, give her a hug.
Would you like a hug? A sports hug from a guy from Dallas? Give me a hug.
Yeah. Oh, see?
Tell her bless her heart.
Bless your heart and good luck to you both.
A hug? Bring back my Joey.
Hug. Oh,
my
God.
My Joey.
Don't loop it.
Stop it.
Literally the worst thing that you could imagine happening to a person. The loss of a child.
And she sounds legitimately upset.
And
there.
She said, it's something I'm dealing with. And then he said, is there anything I can do to help?
No, Corby.
Again, what sort of answer?
There's nothing you can do.
And her response was nothing more than asking.
Bring back my Joey.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
That might have ruined my morning.
Watch out for that bear trap.
What?
So there you have it, Sean.